Okay Google, find the best takeout curry near me. Okay Google, what is paneer curry? Okay Google, is paneer curry dairy-free? Okay Google, search dairy-free curries near me. Okay Google, how spicy is Rogan Josh? Okay Google, find opening hours of Spice Hut Curry Restaurant. Okay Google, give me directions to Spice Hut Curry. Does anyone else find themselves discussing a Friday night takeout with their phone? It's funny how quickly that became normal. I use Google for everything now, typing in anything from best Nordic socks to cheapest replacement winter tires. But as I was driving home with my takeout, I wondered what actually goes into me finding that curry. There are close to 20 restaurants near me that more than likely do a decent curry. So how did Google direct me to this one? The answer, according to AI Promptivity, is likely extensive keyword research. Thousands of man-hours spent brainstorming, guessing, and second-guessing what someone like me is likely to type into Google to find that perfect Friday night meal. Except that's not right either, because there is no man and no hours involved in this process anymore. It's all done in seconds by AI, which means anyone can do it. Learn how to master your AI SEO skills with the ultimate guide to GPT-4 prompt keyword research. AI Promptivity's new guide offers marketers and businesses an easy-to-digest breakdown of how keyword research works, and what GPT-4's updates mean for generating keywords that are effective in translating to an increase in online sales. AI programs like GPT-4 offer marketers and small business owners the ability to create vast numbers of these highly relevant keywords from just one request or prompt, says AI Promptivity. This saves businesses time, money, and resources on a task which would previously have been undertaken, and at a much slower pace, by a human researcher through brainstorming and analysis. AI Promptivity's guide gives advice on how to hone the prompts that users give GPT-4, so that the process becomes even more efficient, with keywords which are specific and actively used by customers on a regular basis. Whilst embracing the scope of what AI programs like GPT-4 can offer users in terms of keyword generation, the guide also highlights the limitations of the program. In particular, GPT-4's dependence on training data can create inherent bias or unrelated keywords if left unchecked. Techniques for working around these limitations are outlined by AI Promptivity, and the guide includes some case study examples so that readers can see how the practices are applicable in real life. Easy peasy. So, if you'll excuse me, whilst GPT-4 comes up with some killer keywords for my presentation on Monday, I'm going to eat my curry. I'm telling you, I've got this working from home thing dialed. Discover even more about how to make GPT-4 work for you at the link in the description.